this is the game everyone has circled all year long. The matchup between the Warren Central Warriors and your very own Carmel Greyhounds. Carmel, Warren Central. The rivalry continues right now.
Welcome to historic Indianapolis, Indiana for the 2017 state title game, hosted by Jack and Zach for WHJE.
It's truly an honor for both teams to be here. The Greyhounds are coming in undefeated while the opposing Warriors are seeking revenge for that loss earlier in the season.
Weather tonight has been a concern, but it appears the worst of it won't hit until later in the game.
For more details, let's talk to our meteorologist, Griffin.
Yep, everything Zach just said is correct.
Thanks for the insight, Griffin. Well, it's about time for kickoff.
The Warriors line up, and the game is underway.
The ball will sail into the end zone for a touchback.
Now, this Warriors team is known for their great defense, while Carmel is all attack, so this next quarter should be some high-octane action.
Absolutely, Jack. Okay, first down. Lined up in the I formation.
Wait, Zach, what is that?
It appears in the distance dark clouds are forming.
They're headed our way. This could be an X factor for either side.
As the storm looms over us, let's see what will happen.
The officials are convening to see if they should call a game.
It is now hailing. This has become a three-way game. Storm versus Greyhounds versus Warriors.
In my months of broadcasting experience, I have never seen anything like this.
Wow! An electrifying play by the Storm has taken out the Greyhounds on first down.
The Storm has lined up with a funnel cloud formation. Both teams are running away before the snap.
The Storm has taken the ball. It's now carrying it to the Warrior end zone. 30, 20, 10, touchdown. I repeat, a tornado has touched down in the Warrior end zone.
You know, Zach, there's amazing coaching right now. You'd almost think the apocalypse is upon us.
It looks like the Storm has more tricks up its sleeve, though, Jack. I think we see a burning object in the atmosphere.
Now to our expert on these things, our meteorologist, Griffin, again.
As an expert in meteors, I can confirm that imminent destruction is upon us.
It's a bold move. Let's see if it pays off.
I think it has. Both teams are evacuating the field as a torrential downpour continues.
Our sideline reporters are interviewing players now. Let's go down to the field.
Well, we are now 5 feet underwater, and any hope for this game to continue will be through swimming skills, not football. An interesting challenge for these athletes.
I've seen teams rewrite history, but never the rulebook. This is something else. I feel like we're playing water polo now.
Wait, here we go. Meteor has landed. A gaping hole in the Earth's crust has formed at midfield.
You know, Zach, this strategy of leaving a gap between the offense and defense by the apocalypse has actually been used before, just never to widen the actual field.
Well, Jack, as halftime approaches, the Storm leads 7-0. The fans of both sides are coming together, rooting against the Storm.
Why, I haven't heard fans scream this loud since 92.
I cannot believe we have suffered no consequences whatsoever.
Me neither, Zach.
Well, I can't imagine this situation getting much worse, but it looks like with no men on the field, we're going to have to ride out the half into our halftime show.
Entertainment is going to be provided by the Four Horsemen right after this break. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
For more great skits like this, check us out on WHJE.com.